toward the end of Ezra's Avoseinu. Al zos shibuchu ahuvim v'ram mukel. So because of all of what Hashem did for us, taking us from Mitzrayim, bringing us safely across the Red Sea, so therefore the ahuvim, the beloved people, and that's a response that B'nai Yisrael had to what Hashem did for us. We felt that we were loved by Him. And that's a completely new experience. You could not expect the Jewish people in Mitzrayim to have had that kind of a sense of what they mean to God. When somebody is suffering, and his brothers and sisters, mother and father, sons and daughters, all are suffering in Egyptian bondage, and we know and believe that there's a God of our forefathers who's the master of the universe, where is the love? Where is the goodness? Where is the kindness? So then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows it all, and in such power and magnificence, so we felt loved. Shibchu ahuvim v'ramu mukel. And so therefore, they exalted HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's really the role that the Jewish people have forever. Our role is to tell the entire world, do you know how great the Master of the Universe is? Do you know how much He should be appreciated? And it begins at Kriyas Yamsuf and beyond. V'nasanu yididim, and again we discussed how the idea of our being intimate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we became yididim. And that the yididim comes from the idea of yad yad. Literally, people embraced or holding one another, taking each other by the hand. Zmiros, shiros, v'sishbachos, with song, with hymn and poem, and praises. Brachos, blessings, v'hodos, and thanksgiving. Lemelech, keil chai v'kayim. Now, that's a very important part of what we're saying here. Because Chazal point out that in the Shira, we got so far as to be able to say Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Va'ed, which is in the future tense. And Chazal point out that we had still so much of that which in the past had not been God recognizable with us. We still had the history and perhaps even the heartache of the past. We didn't say Hashem Melech La'olam Va'ed. We said Hashem Yimloch. But we didn't talk about the fact that God has been king, was always king, is, only will be. Now, it's interesting that Chazal, our rabbis, added expression to the liturgical process with the words Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch, L'olam Void. There is no pasuk that says Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch. And that still remains, so to speak, I don't want to say a stain, let's call it a smudge. But that's a small matter in which we were imperfect at the time, humanly, fallible, and still in the grip of that which had been our experiences in Mitzrayim, so we failed to say, Hashem is the Melech, Hashem always was the Melech. We looked rather in terms of the experience we had just had, which was an experience of redemption, and we said, with this God, from now on, we feel we have a king. As if to say, until now, we didn't. So there's a flaw in Az Yashir Moshe, so to speak. As it concludes, Hashem Yimloch L'Olam Void, which is a beautiful expression, and it's triumphantly dedicating ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Melech, but nevertheless, this says more. That our shiros v'sishbachos were intended lemelech keil chai v'kayam, which is a God that's dynamic, meaning always alive, and kayam, meaning always present. So it says more, actually, than Hashem yimloch l'olam v'ed. Ram v'niso, gadol v'nora. Uplifted, Nisa, meaning of a higher concept, even of a nature that we are not able to grasp, that we are not able to fully fathom the Almighty. Were we able to fully fathom the Almighty, He wouldn't be the Almighty. Gadol, great, without any limit to His greatness, Vinora, and truly awesome. Awe meanings always is, when you use the word awe, its meaning always is that it's something that is beyond a person's ability to fully wrap his head around, and that it therefore causes a person to be inspired to sense, to know that there's something well beyond him, well beyond her, and to be encouraged by that, to have a sense of how positive it is that there's something so great, that there's some force, some power that is so magnificent that exists, that I relate to, that relates to me, that answers and includes the answer to every and every question we have, and we have so many. That's the idea of His awe and the awesome nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
You needed the redemption in order to feel that.
This is what we needed, yes. This is what we needed to come across Yam Suf and finally recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has totally defeated our enemy, and that man, therefore, has been proven. And remember, Mitzrayim was the most powerful of empires at the time. So that means definitively that the greatest power that man can conjure up is nothing. It doesn't just pale, but just doesn't exist, is as if it is no power at all, because there is the Almighty, who is mashpil geim. That is, that those who are otherwise hori, the geus, is what's so troubling in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot imagine why human beings, individually or communally, nationally, would have that level of pride that they believe in themselves and that they have prerogative. Do you really think that your destiny is in your own hands? That, you know, as Paro used to say, the Nile is God and I created it. I am the true master. I am the decision maker. You believe in yourself and therefore feel you can lord yourself over other human beings and over other people, over the world?
You think it's talking specifically about Pharaoh?
Of course, because we know that in the Oz Yashir, that's how he is referred to and how the Egyptians are referred to. From the very beginning of Oz Yashir, Ashir al Hashem ki ga'o ga'o. Oh, they with their self-concept of they run the world, they are masters of not only their fate, but the fate of anybody else. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, of course, made that very clear that it's just not so, not at all. And the first thing out of our mouths in Oz Yashir was Ashir al Hashem ki ga'oy ga'o, which means that he has proven that there is no great force, there is no master, there is no power to be awed by but him. So therefore, here we understand that's the meaning of Mashpil Geim, that he brings down and humbles those who are otherwise of a haughty nature. Umagbia Shfalim, and he will lift up the Shfalim, the people who are of low spirit, the people who are of low stature, the people who are downtrodden, such as the erstwhile slaves, Hebrews who were slaves in Egypt, who uvnei Yisrael yotzim b'yad rama, the Torah says, who left with a sense of newfound pride and a sense of hope, which we never had. Motzi asirim, and this again is a reference to how he took us from Mitzrayim, Gemara in Masechet Sota discusses on the Pasuk Motzi Asirim Bechosharos, how he took us out while we had once been bound, chained as captives. So he is the one who can free captives where nobody else could. Where man says, I reign over you, I have you captive, you're under my dominion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu laughs and says, no. Ufode anavim, and redeems those who are downtrodden. And anavim really literally means humble. Because it's always the people who are most humble who are easily be taken advantage of, and who will often require that somebody else comes to save them. Va'ozer dalim, and helps the poor. Va'onel amo be'es shav amelov, and answers when we cry out to him. The idea of shava is a crying out that's very urgent, and it is a crying out that comes not just prayerfully, but painfully. It comes from a place of deep pain inside a human being. As we say, Shava saniyem atosishma tsa'akas hadal takshiv v'seshiyah. We say in Ashrei, ve'ez shavosam yishma v'yoshiyem. And that intensifies the nature of the tefillah, of the prayer we're talking about. Because if you look at that pasuk, it says, Ritzoin yirei av ya'aseh. That is, that the ratzon, the desire of those who are yirei Hashem, meaning that they have the right ideas and the right requests in mind, and the ratzon is in the right place because they are yirei Hashem, Ritzoin yirei av ya'aseh. But what if it still doesn't happen? What if the answer still has not been yes? So the next step is ve'es shavasam. When they cry out because the answer still has not been the positive, yishma v'yoshiyeh, they will be helped. So we understand that when it says here be'es shav omelov, means not just a prayer, but it means a crying out because of a painful experience, because of pain, chalila, and suffering. Tehillos lekel elyon. Now, elyon is an interesting expression. Rav Schwab points out that elyon means above our conception, above and beyond our ability to comprehend. And this connects to the idea of be'es shav omelov, because as we said, be'es shav omelov means we cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and He listens to us in those times that are most painful. But why are we in pain? Why should we have to endure those painful times at all? What's the point? Why put us through all the pain and then we cry out and then in our suffering He hears us, has mercy, and redeems us? Why don't we just, not get into that kind of a mess to begin with? That would be nice. There would be no redemption. There would be no need for redemption. And that's why He's Kael Elyon, which means He is beyond our conception to understand. We have many questions which will not have answers. Why for 210 years people were slaves, saw their babies thrown into the Nile, saw their babies plastered into walls, watched their children murdered in front of them? Why in the 20th century, let's skip way ahead to our own time, why did our parents and grandparents see what they saw, live through what they went through? No answers. But that's because He is Kael Elyon. So there is, following Be'ez Shavam Elov, that He listens to us when we cry out to Him, we say praises, L'Kael Elyon, to the great, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the supreme, and Elyon meaning higher force. A higher force is one that you cannot fully comprehend. And yet, we say in all instances, Baruch Hu Umavarach. He is blessed. We bless Him. Mavarach means He is the source of all blessing. Moshe, Uvnei Yisrael Lecha, Anu Shira. So here again you see that this that we are saying, and we're using words like Zmiros, Shiros, Tishbachos, these are all reflective of the words used, the nomenclature of the Shira, of Shira Sayyam of Oz Yashir. Lecha Anu Shira B'Simcha Rabba of Amru Chulam. And they said the following words, Mi Chamocha Ba'elim Hashem, Mi Kamocha Nedar Ba'Kaidesh. Nedar Ba'Kaidesh means that there is a beauty in power, because Nedar means not only power, but it has in it the same letters as Hidur, which means that this is a beautiful force, if you will, a force of a very positive, glowing nature. Mi kamocha nedar bakodesh. So this force is a holy force, holy meaning that it is there to accomplish perfection. It is there to accomplish perfection that man is not capable of accomplishing. It is there so that in the end there will be a shleimus to everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created, that He wants it to be that way, and that's what Kedusha is all about, and we are charged with trying to promote that Kedusha as well. But He is the absolute Kadosh. Nora Sehilos. Nora Sehilos means that He is so awe-inspiring that there aren't really sufficient words. Were we not given permission by Chazal, were the Nevi'im before them not allowed to use certain words to try to describe Hashem's grandeur and exaltedness, we wouldn't have the chutzpah, the audacity to even attempt to try to describe His exaltedness. Because He is Nora Sehilos. That's a very important concept, because we say these words all the time, and we don't necessarily appreciate what we're saying. Nora Sehilos means He is so awe-inspiring and awesome that there are really no words to properly praise Him with. And that's a huge expression. And that means a lot to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where we say, Nora Sehilos, which is tantamount to saying, not in exasperation, but in a sense of admission, I have no words. Now, sometimes we say I have no words in a negative connotation, right? When something is not going our way and we are exasperated and something is just troubling to us. And we don't know how to tell the person, you know, so what do you say? I have no words. So it's the same idea, but here it's in a positive way. Here what we're saying is that as far as the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned, when it comes to describing Him and praising Him and having a full appreciation of Him, so human beings think in terms of words. And we express ourselves verbally. But there are no words. Because He is Nora Sehilos, meaning that He is awesome beyond the words that we could possibly ascribe or use to ascribe His greatness. Ose fella. It's interesting that we go from Sehilos, which is Lashon Rabim, to Ose fella, meaning who does things that are fantastic, that are wondrous, miraculous. But it says fella, which is Lashon Yachid. So the answer to that might be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does something, one thing, which to us is a pella. It's miraculous. We don't even realize that there are so many tehilos, there are so many levels of praise deserved. We look at this and say, this is a fantastic thing. I mean, maybe we could ascribe one or two reasons why it's fantastic, but in fact, Nora Sehilos, the effect and what's going to happen as a result, the manifestations of goodness that come and flow from the one thing we saw, might be Nora Sehilos. He is beyond any expression of praise when He does fantastic things. Ose fella, when He does one thing, He is Nora Sehilos. Shira Chadosha, Shibchu Geulim L'Shimcha HaGadol Al Sfas HaYam. I added the word HaGadol because I daven in Nisach Sfard. L'Shimcha Al Sfas HaYam. Now this is a very important expression. It doesn't say Shir Chadosh, it says Shira Chadosha. And the difference between Shira Chadosha and Shir Chadosh is that a woman, Nekeva, Shira, is capable of reproducing and gives birth to more. And the idea here is that there is going to be a Geula that follows Mitzrayim. There's going to be a Geula that follows the Geula from Bavel, and Madai, and Paras, and Yavon. And then there's even going to be a Geula at the end of Golus Edom. So Shira Chadasha is a description of the fact that we have become a people who are going to be redeemed. As we were redeemed in Mitzrayim, from Mitzrayim, we will be redeemed again. And we have learned how to express thanks for redemption from that original experience in Mitzrayim. But that's why it's Shira Chadasha instead of Shir Chadash. And again, this relates to the words we're about to say, which is that the Geulim, the redeemed people, sang and praised Shimcha, the idea of Hashem, Al Sfas Hayam, at the banks of the Red Sea, after they saw the Mitzrayim completely defeated. Yachad, all of them, not a one did not. Kulam, Hodu, they all thanked Vehim Lichu V'Amru, and they recognized and they appointed, or so to speak, accepted the regal reign of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they said, Hashem Yimloch Li'olam V'ed. As we mentioned before, that's Lashon Asid, but we didn't say Hashem Melech, which means we understood less about the past, only looked forward and said, we have now, and in the future, a Melech. And as a result, sure enough, yes, we have a future. We have a Melech who will have to redeem us again, who we will then have to sing to and thank again in a Shira Chadasha. The reason that it's Shira Chadasha is because Hashem Yimloch L'Olam V'ed is what we sang, and not Hashem Melech. And we are destined to still experience the hardships and the challenges of Galus, and then to once again sing out with praise. And that's why it's in Lashon Nekeva, because we are giving birth in Mitzrayim to a process that's going to repeat itself. And that magnificent process, as great as it was, still isn't complete until the final redemption. All the redemptions are wrapped up in, and the potential for them is wrapped up in Mitzrayim. And until the final redemption unfolds, it's all part of the Shira Chadasha that we sang, because we said, Hashem Yimloch L'Olam V'ed. Now, on Pesach night, we talk about the final redemption. And note the words of the Haggadah. V'nomar lefonov shir Chadosh. Not Shira Chadosha. It says, V'nomar lefonov shir Chadosh. Hallelujah. And the reason for that is because when we talk about the ultimate complete redemption, we're not talking then about a geula that will give birth or rise or that will contain the potential for any other geula. That will be the final geula. So when we talk about the redemption that took place in Mitzrayim and contains the seeds and the substance of the future redemptions, we talk about Shira Chadasha, because it's, so to speak, pregnant with more geula to come. But when the final redemption comes, so it's just Shir Chadash.
That is the concept of Mashiach.
We'll get there. We'll talk about that a little bit in the Shemot Esrei itself. Hashem Yimloch L'Olam V'ed. So there we said, Hashem Yimloch L'Olam V'ed, we understood that the eternal nature of God is surely one we can trust in, and it's abiding in us, but in terms of really understanding that even the suffering, even the times of painful suffering that we had endured in Mitzrayim, and say Hashem Melech, it didn't come to expression. Tzur Yisrael. Tzur Yisrael means the rock. Rock meaning something that's steadfast, that you can rely on, that you can depend upon, that's unmoving. Kuma Be'ezras Yisrael. Kuma here is very much like the words from the Torah itself, where when the Aron is with us, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Shekhinah's presence is with us, we say, Kuma Hashem, Yafutsu Oivecha. Kuma, rise up, Be'ezras Yisrael. Ufdei, and redeem us. Chinu Umecha, as you spoke, as you pledged through the Nevi'im many times over, redeem Yehuda v Yisrael. It's interesting that it mentions Yehuda v Yisrael, implying that not only will the Yehuda and Binyamin, but the ten tribes Yisrael, the Aseres HaShvatim, will be redeemed as well. Goyaleinu, because you are our Goyal, you are our Redeemer. Goyaleinu Hashem Tzvakai Shmai. Hashem, who is Hashem Tzvakai, meaning all the hosts of what's created and all the powers of the universe are in your hands. They're all accessible to you. Kadosh Yisrael, the Holy One of Israel. Now, Kadosh Yisrael is a very powerful statement, because Kadosh Yisrael means that there's a certain aspect of God and a certain recognition of God and a relationship with Him that is unique to us. Of course, He's the God of the universe and He's the God of all man and the Melech, Malchem Lochim, of all that exists. But He's Kadosh Yisrael. Because of our recognition and understanding of Him and because of our appreciation of His exaltedness, He is considered the Holy One of Israel. Of course, He's the Kadosh. He is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But we have a right to say He is the Kadosh Yisrael, because it is we, Am Yisrael, who have, with Mesiras Nefesh, so many times made it clear that there's a God. Which people have given, sacrificed lives the way we have? Who has? Who's ever done that? Where is there that the tenet of faith that says, Yehoreg v'al yavar? You cannot do, you may not bow, you may not submit. Give up your life. Your life is so beautifully devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you have to be Moser Nefesh, you sing the Shema Yisrael and allow your life to be taken. And that's substantive, part of Jewish faith, part of religious observance, part of the fulfillment of belief in God. So we have a right then to say that we who are giving our lives for Kiddush Hashem, we have a right to say that when we refer to God, we refer to Him as the Kadosh Yisrael, the Holy One of Israel. We earned the right to say that. And I believe that that's the reason why, before we stand before Him, as we're just about to start to pray, remember, this is all introductory. Actually, speak with and commune and be one with Him, that's the Shemona Esrei, that's the Amida, that's about to begin. So before we do that, we say a blessing to the Redeemer and refer to Him as Kadosh Yisrael, the Holy One of Israel. Baruch Ato Hashem Goal Yisrael, who redeemed Yisrael in the past, and of course will redeem Yisrael again. Yes, in the Shemona Esrei, He, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is referred to as the Goel Yisrael, the Redeemer, now, currently, presently, and in the future of Israel. Next week, we will begin with an overview and a sense of, let's call it an introduction, a sense of what the Shemona Esrei is all about, what the Amidah is all about, and its structure, etc.